We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning here on a Tuesday morning at 7:45. Now, three big things.
Three.
Wichita police suspect same guy pulled two armed robberies.
Two.
Wichita City Council moving forward with plan to raise Lawrence DuMont Stadium. Ready to choose a demolition contractor today.
One.
Registration deadline is today if you want to vote in the November 6th election. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We're seeing extremely slow-moving traffic kind of around West Kellogg between Meridian and West Street. So we're seeing a big slowdown there. That seems to be our biggest log jam in the morning right now. West Kellogg between West and Meridian. A traffic update, KNSS with Steve and Ted.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 62 degrees. Yesterday's high, 47. Mostly clear and cool tonight, the overnight low, 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 64. Now partly cloudy, we have a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 30 degrees. KNSS weather's brought to you by The Monarch. Don't forget to shop for your favorite bourbon lovers this Christmas at The Monarch. T-shirts, glassware, gift cards, and more available for purchase this holiday season. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The company that owns Christian Mingle, J-Date, and other online dating sites will pay a $500,000 fine and nearly $1 million in restitution to customers whose subscriptions were automatically renewed or who were denied refunds when requested. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced Monday that a task force of local prosecutors found that dating sites owned by Sparks Networks USA automatically renewed customer payments without their consent. 7:47, Steve and Ted. Stocks are starting off the week in the red.
Stocks on Wall Street tried to build on Friday's bounce and traded in choppy fashion much of the session, ultimately closing at the lows of the day. At the bell, the Dow fell 89 points, the Nasdaq fell 66, and the S&P 500 gave up 16 points. Weighing on the market, another disappointing retail sales report and a 2% drop for Apple shares after Goldman Sachs warned of slowing demand in China. Even Bank of America, which reported higher profits and revenue in the third quarter, fell almost 2%. The financial sector faring the worst. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
The nation's second largest health insurer has agreed to pay the federal government a record $16 million to settle potential privacy violations in the biggest known health care hack in U.S. history. The personal information of nearly 79 million people, including names, birth dates, social security numbers, and medical IDs, was exposed in the cyber attack discovered by the company in 2015. You'll hear more and more of this. And I guess people, security hasn't caught up with the fact that all that information's out there, and it seems to constantly be winding up in the wrong hands. I don't understand that. All right, today is National Bosses Day, and we were talking earlier, Ted and I, about bosses, some of the good ones and the bad ones we've had over the years. I don't know how you would define a good boss or a bad boss. I guess a good boss is one who doesn't make you work too hard would be a good definition. No, I don't think so. I think a good boss is going to challenge you to do your best all the time, and then you're going to be accountable if you're on the job. So a good boss is one, if they can be fair, that's about all you can ask for in a boss, as far as I'm concerned. I've had a few over the years that have been terrific bosses, and one or two not too good. But I think if that pattern probably fits most of us. My wife has worked for many bosses when she was in her career, and the ones who she liked the best, the ones who gave her the authority and the responsibility, said, "Okay, Shelley, I'd like to have you do this. Let me know how it goes." and turned her loose, and constantly supervising what she was doing, trying to tell her how to do it. She said, yeah, those were the best. Those are the kind of people you like to work for, the ones that turn you loose, say, hey, go do it. And call me if you have a problem. National Bosses Day.
Hey, I'm seeing some breaking news this
morning. What do you
morning. Got? Apparently, the Starlight Drive-In is done in South Wichita.
All right.
We're getting news this morning that employees were notified by email last evening that Starlight Drive-In concluded its last season at 3900 South Hydraulic. Wichita Eagle is reporting this, so we'll have this news coming out as the day goes on. But apparently, they said declining attendance, increased film rentals, higher maintenance costs, digital projectors. It's all been a complete disaster.
The world changed.
Yeah, the world has changed, and I think there's only two drive-in theaters now left in the entire state of Kansas.
That sounds about right. I don't know where they are, but they're not around here, are they?
No.
Starlight
was the last one in Wichita.
At a time when we were growing
up. At its peak, what did we have? Maybe 12, 15 drive-ins in the area at one point. Now there's zero.
I saw the 10.
Apparently, the Starlight is done. Their final show was last Saturday.
I saw the Ten Commandments, among other movies, great movies at drive-ins over the years.
I know.
Yeah. All right. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and the Air Force refueling tankers are coming, we think, but when are they going to be here? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Boeing had said it would be October when the tankers get here, but the company is staying quiet about the date of arrival, so is the Air Force. The program's been delayed several times, with Boeing paying penalties for those delays. The month is more than half over. Seems less likely by the day that the first tanker will arrive this month. The Air Force says it does not have an update. NetJets has signed on as the launch customer for Cessna's Citation Hemisphere business jet. Textron Aviation announced Monday a deal that gives NetJets the option to buy 325 business jets from Cessna. The deal would be worth more than $9 billion at list prices if all the options are exercised. The deal includes Citation Longitude aircraft. And GraceMed is taking over a clinic that has been operating in Clearwater. GraceMed will acquire Clearwater Family Practice. Founder Dave Papish is retiring. GraceMed CEO Dave Sanford says communities like Clearwater are having a tough time keeping access to medical care. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, would you join me in congratulating Ted on his best sportscast in Kansas?
Absolutely. KAB, best sportscast of the year.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations, Ted.
Association of Broadcasters. And,
USA!
We were
USA.
There. You've been to some of those banquets, haven't you?
Yeah, I got a couple of KABs back in the day.
They're pretty long. They got a lot of awards to hand out there. Ted and I seem to know fewer and fewer people every year. I guess that's part of being around too long.
That is. That's exactly right.
So they had that last night, and we did see some old friends, so that was good.
Good.
But congratulations to Ted. He's won about three of those now. So
thank you.
Well deserving.
Yeah.
Well deserving.
His house is just full of awards now everywhere. Today is a dictionary day.
Dictionary day.
Noah Webster was born on this date in 1758. He began to write his dictionary at the age of 43. It took him 27 years to finish it.
Yeah, it's a must-read.
Wow.
Yeah. Big page-turner.
27 years. So, dictionaries. Where are you on dictionaries, Bill?
We deal with these things all the time, you know, writing as much as we do over here. So we keep a dictionary right next to us along with a thesaurus.
And I've got those on my desk, too. It's a little old-fashioned. I guess you could probably
look it up online.
Yeah,
it
online.
Yep,
but,
exactly.
Of course, a dictionary is going to give you the word, what's a verb or a noun, and what the... You know, where it came from. I love dictionaries. It can be, the great thing about English is you take a word and there's like five different definitions for the word or what it is.
Right, so,
anyway, we're celebrating. I'm sure when you were at going to Pembroke School or whatever it was in Kansas City, you carried one of those around with you constantly on the campus there, huh?
I had people to carry it around.
People to carry your dictionary for you.
Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's good. Today is Dictionary Day. Hey, thanks. Sir, we'll check with you again next hour, 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, Steve, with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to have the latest On a tragic story coming out of Tennessee, five family members have been killed there, and we'll have an update on that coming up. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, the baseball playoffs continue, and we'll talk some Chiefs football as well. Beer, Chiefs, and beer. Football. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the blur, Ted, right?
Oh, that's right. We got Roseanne, Royal Babies, Neil deGrasse Tyson, all sorts of entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.